But first, we do this every Monday morning after a Cowboys win or loss. We visit with the owner and general manager of the team. We say good morning to Jerry Jones. Congrats on the big win.
Hey, good morning to you guys.
Good morning.
It's good to be with you. I was just listening to you on the Sports Day apps.
Uh-huh.
And I think that movie was Better Off Dead, Not Say Anything.
Yeah, we figured that
messed
out.
Messed that up.
Yeah, that was one that had them two Asian fellas out there talking like Howard Cosell.
Right.
I thought that was real funny.
That was really funny.
That was really funny. Well, don't look now, but we appear to be heading towards Gene stuffing a fourth Lombardi trophy into my casket before I'm lowered into that flower bed.
Well,
maybe.
Not saying it's not going to happen someday, but don't get ahead of yourself.
We're looking pretty damn good. Pretty damn good. Tough division, though.
Very tough.
I mean, we're no longer the NFC least, that's for sure.
No.
It's very competitive.
Mm-hmm.
But I was also, I'm really excited about this Sports Day app, as you can tell, because I'm bringing it up here again. But I was listening to your show recently, and weren't y'all doing a segment about what to do if a bear attacks you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I tell you what you do. You give the ball to Tony Pollard.
Okay.
That's exactly what you do now.
And he could outrun the bear, you think?
Did you see that? I mean, Tony Pollard is a true miracle.
Yeah.
I mean, he averaged over 9 yards a carry.
Yeah.
Over 9 yards a carry. That's the Pollard Express. That's what I call it. I'm
right.
Come out with a Christmas book called The Pollard Express.
Instead of the Polar Express.
Yeah, it's about a train that takes people to not the North Pole, but to the Super Bowl. That's what it's about.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, he is a Pollard 11 mission. That's what I call
him. Okay, you don't have to have a nickname Pollard for everything. Bit of a stretch.
On the sports moon. Did you notice how when they chose Zeke over on them sidelines, how he was really happy after that first Pollard touchdown?
Uh huh. He's being a good teammate.
Then he got more blank faced after each successive touchdown.
No, it looked like he was being really supportive.
I don't think he's enjoying seeing Tony do so well out there on that field.
And you were supportive of Zeke yesterday too.
I was. As you know, I said some very public things about Zeke. I said that he is the heart of this team. That as Zeke goes, the team goes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I just want to tell you here privately that that is a bunch of Toro Nabio, which is Spanish for bullshit.
Whoa. You're reaching for the dump button there.
Ship. That's the word.
Yeah.
But that's private. That's between
that's
us.
That's private. Okay.
Yeah, we'll
keep it private.
Publicly, I say that Zeke is real important to the team, but privately, I say, we don't need him anymore.
Oh, come on.
And damn, Dak looks so good. So good yesterday.
Yep.
He had a lot more mustard on his balls than that Cooper Shush ever did.
Okay. You were all about Cooper a couple of weeks ago.
I know, but what has he done for me lately? Dak's done it all. But can Dak please learn how to play without getting injured? You know, he got his hand all stepped on.
Yeah, got stepped on.
Now, the wildcatter in me sure does love it when Dak's running that football, but the owner and GM in me writes them $50 million checks, sure does hate it.
Yeah.
It makes me so nervous.
Yeah, I can see that.
Him out there. And I kind of did want to see Cooper Shush go into the game there towards the end when we had it well in hand.
That may have been a good idea.
We still had Dak out there for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. I don't know what Kellen Moore was doing there. But, you know, his brain didn't fully develop, so.
He's not old enough, yeah.
And it's Halloween day.
Yeah, happy Halloween.
Yep.
Thank you very much. We're going to go trick-or-treating, you know, out here in our Highland Park neighborhood. Going to take the grandkids out. And our neighborhood does kind of a fun little thing with the kids that trick-or-treating that we give out to Teslas and IRAs.
Wow. That's Highland Park.
Kids. Yeah.
So, yeah, okay.
That's what we do. But I'm going dressed up as Robert Kraft, and Gene's going dressed up as a masseuse.
Uh-oh.
Jerry.
With soft hands.
We already saw your
like that.
We already saw your ref costume.
I know. I like. Well, there's multiple costumes. Yeah,
because you love Halloween so much.
Love Halloween so much.
Yeah.
Speaking of costumes, what about them Bears uniforms?
Yeah, those were pretty loud.
They were horrible. Horrible. Those uniforms had Refrigerator Perry still rolling over in his still living grave.
Yeah, he's still alive.
Oh, my goodness. Looking down out there, that made my donor eyes hurt just looking at him.
You got donor eyes?
Yeah. I have perfect vision due to donor eyes.
Okay.
hey, speaking of Refrigerator Perry, I just signed him. He's a spokesman for one of my new businesses. I got a new appliance business right now called Refrigerator Repairy.
Well, good luck with that, one of your many
ventures.
Yeah,
I hope it goes well.
Well, thank you. And, hey, go Cowboys.
Go Cowboys. All right, we'll see you. There goes Jarrett.